everyone. My name is Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom, the place where learning English is always so much fun. And I know that your English will improve today as we talk about friendship. Well, not exactly friendship. We're actually going to take a look at the friendship between Ava and Sarah. While we're learning about their friendship, pay close attention to some very interesting and rather useful phrases. Throughout today's lesson, we're going to try to answer the following questions. First, why was Ava so upset? And why didn't Ava buy the jacket? Well, let's see if we can find the answers to these questions. So let's get started.
A fair weather friend? Friendship isn't always a breeze. Ava's face looked like thunder, and she was fuming. She had thrown caution to the wind, and now she regretted it. She hoped she could weather the storm that was brewing between her and Sarah. Sarah was her best friend, sometimes. They had a stormy relationship. Some days, everything was fine. On others, she felt like Sarah was just a fair-weather friend. Today was one of those days.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 fair weather friend 这个成语。Fair 在这里是指晴朗的，所以 a fair weather friend 晴天时候的朋友是指只能够共安乐，不能够共患难的酒肉朋友。例如 ，As soon as Henry ran out of money, all his fair weather friends left him. 当 Henry 一花完自己所有的钱的时候，他所有的酒肉朋友都离他而去了。继续我们看的是 fume 这个动词 fume 本来有冒烟的意思但是在这里是指发火或者是发怒常常用进行式例如 My sister and I had a quarrel last week When I saw her last night, she was still fuming 姐姐和我上周吵了一架我昨天看到她的时候她还在生气如果要说明对什么事情生气可以用 over 或者是 at 这两个介系词例如 ,people are fuming over the unjust verdict of the trial. 人们对于这个审判的不公平的判决感到愤怒。
Friends to people,、mm-hmm. Rebecca.
Yes.
Do you think that you are a fair weather friend?
A fair weather friend?
Yeah.、
No, actually, Gabe, I consider myself a very good friend, not a fair weather friend.
But Rebecca, it's important、yes. to be a good friend when the weather is fair, right?
Of course, exactly. See, Gabe, a fair weather friend is someone who is a good friend、
yeah.
when it is easy to be a friend, but then when things get difficult or when things get real hard, they decide that they don't want to be a good friend anymore. And sometimes they might not even be your friend. And I think、mm-hmm. it's important that you're a good friend in the good times.And in the bad times.
You're、yes. exactly right, Rebecca. This kind of reminds me of the Chinese phrase, 酒肉朋友. Sometimes、oh. you're there just to have a good time with your friends, but then when they really need you, is your friendship really that important? Are you really there for your friend, or are you going to leave them when they need you the most? That's kind of what a fair weather friend is, and I hope that I am not a fair weather friend. I hope I'm a good friend at all times.
Well, you know, Gabe, I think that you can really tell who your true friends are、mm-hmm. when things get difficult. When things get difficult and your friends decide that they don't want to be your friend anymore, that's the sign of a friend who's really not a true friend.
All right, so they might just be a fair weather friend.
Right.
Well, friends, let's look at some other idioms from this section. We have a lot here. The next one is a breeze. Mm. Friendship isn't always A breeze. I thought that a breeze was kind of like the wind.
You are absolutely right, Gabe.
Yeah, right?
When we talk about a breeze, typically I do think of the wind blowing. But when we talk about this word a breeze as far as an idiom, that just means it's easy. So friendship isn't always very easy. And actually, I definitely agree with that.
Well, what's another way you could use this idiom? You know, I thought that the driving test would be easy. I thought it would be a breeze, but it actually took me 3 times before I passed the test.
Well, you know, the beautiful thing is you finally passed, Gabe.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, my English test, since I studied so hard for it, it was such a breeze. It was so easy.
Friends, learn from Rebecca. Study for your tests, and then the tests will be a breeze. Okay, let's go on to the next one here. Ava's face looked like thunder. This is a great idiom. It brings a picture of stormy weather to mind, and of course you hear a lot of thunder. What does this phrase mean?
If something looks like thunder, this just means that the person has a very angry expression on their face. Something like that, Gabe. Exactly. You look really angry. So I could say right now, Gabe, your face looks like thunder.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to make my face look like sunshine, because when people's faces look like thunder, it's not very pleasant to look at.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, sometimes when I was younger, my mom, her face would sometimes look like thunder because of some of the naughty things that we were doing. Well, friends, think of some other ways you could use that phrase. Mm-hmm. Does your face ever look like thunder?
Well, I hope not. Well, let's find out what happens with Ava. So, of course, Ava's face looked like thunder. She was fuming. She had thrown caution to the wind, and now she regretted it. There's another great idiom right there, to throw caution to the wind. This just means that you do something without worrying about the risk or negative results. Now, there could be a problem if you do that. If you don't think about what you do, you might regret it, like Ava.
Exactly. So be careful when you're doing something, okay? For example, we threw caution to the wind and drove our scooters without any helmets. Friends, don't do that. You want to be careful when you're driving. Or how about this? Don't throw caution to the wind. Study for your test, like Rebecca. Don't just rely on your luck. Well, Rebecca, what's our next idiom here?
Well, we read, she hoped she could weather the storm that was brewing between her and Sarah. There's another great idiom right there. I hope you saw it. Weather the storm. That means that you successfully deal with a very difficult problem. Gabe, do you have a good example for this idiom?
Well, you know, when my girlfriend is angry with me, I just have to weather the storm. I have to just wait until the storm is over, and hopefully things will be better after her face stops looking like thunder.
Poor way.
Yeah, I know.
Poor way.
Gotta weather the storm.
You gotta weather the storm. Well, let's continue with our lesson. We read, Sarah was her best friend. Sometimes. They had a stormy relationship. And there's another great idiom right there, stormy relationship. That just means that this relationship often had outbursts, or sometimes they even got angry at one another.
That's right. It's like there's always conflict, always trouble, always arguments in a stormy relationship. Well, friends, some days everything was fine. Others, she felt like Sarah was just a fair-weather friend. Today was one of those days. Friends, in the next part of our lesson today, we'll see the word store. Well, Steve and Ken have something to say about this word.
Over the past decade, we have been witnesses to a shopping revolution. More and more of us are using the internet to buy stuff, everything imaginable, including English lessons.
Why? Mostly because the internet is super convenient. Back in 2012, for the first time ever, global e-commerce sales topped $1 trillion US dollars.
Unfortunately, the success of e-commerce is making it difficult for traditional stores to stay in business.
Mm-hmm. You might hear of traditional stores being referred to as brick and mortar stores, which are stores in actual physical buildings as opposed to somewhere in cyberspace.
Another kind of store is the big box store, also known as a superstore. Most often, these businesses are chain stores, that is, a network of many stores with the same name, under the same ownership, selling the same stuff. Big box stores specialize in selling things in high volume at discount prices,
making them an enemy of mom and pop stores, which are small, independent businesses operated by members of the same family. Mom and pop stores are great for the livelihood of local communities, but sadly, they too are struggling to stay afloat in this age of e-commerce.
现在网络很发达，越来越多人也选择上网购物，这就导致 brick and mortar stores 面临极大的威胁。 brick and mortar 字面上是砖头和水泥，所以 brick and mortar store 就是指有真正的店面实体的商店。有别于网络商店， brick and mortar store 指的就是一般的传统商店。 mom and pop store 是更传统的小型的家庭自营生意，从它的名称就看得出是老妈老爹开的小店铺。相对于 mom and pop store， big box store 就是大型的量贩店，这种商店一般都是 chain store， 连锁店。 Big box store 的商品通常是大分量的一起卖，价钱呢也就比一般的商店便宜许多。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hello everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. This is the place where exciting things happen. Have you ever had a fair weather friend? Or have you ever had a stormy relationship with a friend? If so, you probably understand Ava and Sarah's friendship. Some days it seems like everything is just fine. Other days, however, Ava feels like Sarah is just a fair weather friend. Well, let's find out why.
A fair weather friend? Yesterday, Ava had told Sarah about a jacket she'd seen at Forever 18. She wanted it desperately. A sales clerk had told Ava in confidence that the jacket would go on sale today. She was on cloud 9 and had told Sarah. Ava planned to go to the store the next day and buy it. Sarah had assured her she'd not let anyone get wind of Ava's plan. There was only one jacket left in Ava's size. Well, Ava had gone to the store, and the jacket was gone. She was crushed. Her entire day was now under a cloud.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 in confidence 这个成语。Confidence 在这里是指秘密或者是知己话，所以 in confidence 是指秘密底或暗中，当副词片语使用。例如 Alicia told the reporter the information in confidence， Alicia 是私底下把这个消息告诉了这位记者，或者是 I'm telling you these things in confidence， make sure no one knows about our conversation， 我私下把这些事告诉你，你要确定没有人知道我们的交谈。所以我们看的是 assure 这个动词， assure 是指保证，使确信或者是使放心。例如 the mechanic assured me that my car would be ready by noon， 修车师傅保证我的车中午以前会好。或者是 I can assure you that you'll be satisfied with our product， 我可以 保证我们的产品一定让你满意。它的名词是 assurance, A-S-S-U-R-A-N-C-E。例如 ,Kevin gave his wife assurance that he'd take care of her no matter what. Kevin 给了太太允诺无论如何都会照顾她。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, so yesterday Ava had told Sarah about a jacket she'd seen at Forever 18. She wanted it desperately. She wanted it really badly.A sales clerk had told Ava in confidence that the jacket would go on sale today. So, here's our next idiom. She was on cloud nine and had told Sarah. What does on cloud nine mean? She's in the clouds, in the sky?
Well, no, Gabe.
Are there only nine clouds?
Gabe, no. That's what some people might think. But on cloud nine just means that someone is really, really happy and excited about something. So, for example, you could say...Was Sally excited about the trip? Excited? She was on cloud nine, meaning she was more than excited.
She was really excited. I was on cloud nine when in university I found out I got the role of Ernest in the play The Importance of Being Ernest. I was so excited. And friends, you're going to be excited right now because, Rebecca, do you know what time it is?
It's twin time!
Let's join the twins as they talk about this next idiom, to get wind of something.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena.
Today, we are going to take a closer look at the phrase, to get wind of. This is an idiom that refers to someone who hears about information that is secret or private. As you know in our text today, we read, Sarah had assured her she'd not let anyone get wind of Ava's plan. This means Sarah will not let anyone else know about Ava's plan.Now let's take a look at an example sentence. Emily didn't want her father to get wind of the fact that she was quitting her job. Emily may get in some trouble if her father finds out she has plans to quit her job. Let's say, for example, you planned a surprise party for your grandmother. Would you tell her about it? Of course not. You would not want her to get wind of the surprise partyBecause it's a secret. It's not a comfortable feeling when someone gets wind of your personal information. Have you ever caught wind of something? I know I have. It's not a secret anymore, but when I was in elementary school, I was interested in this very cute boy. I told some friends about it, and the next day, the boy I was interested in caught wind of my secret.I was so embarrassed. That type of situation can be embarrassing. So, did he say anything to you? No comment. Well, our time is up. Keep your secrets safe. And we'll see you next time on A Closer Look.
Thank you, ladies. Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, there was only one jacket left in Ava's size.Well, Ava had gone to the store, and the jacket was gone. She was crushed. Her entire day was now under a cloud. Under a cloud?
Well, yes. In our lesson, basically, it means she's in trouble. Something bad is happening, and it's caused her to be in a bad mood. Mm-hmm. But actually, usually this phrase, under a cloud, means that someone is thought to be involved in something illegal or doing something wrong.So, for example, if someone stole something, maybe the whole class is under a cloud of suspicion. The teacher is wondering who did something wrong. Who stole that thing? Everyone is under a cloud.
That's right. Well, right now, friends, it's time for the SC Challenge. Let's go there now.
All right, for today's SC Challenge, we're going to test you over some of today's words and phrases.And playing with me are some very special people. What is your name?
I'm Ariel.
And what's your name?
Eric.
Thank you, Ariel and Eric, for playing with us. We have some sentences for you, and we also have some of the words and phrases from our lesson. We had a lot of idioms in today's lesson. Let's see if you can fill in the blank. All right, here is the first sentence. Raise your hand if you know the answer. George was blank when beautiful Betty agreed to go on a date with him. Yes, Ariel?
I think it's on cloud nine.
George was on cloud nine when Betty agreed to go on a date with him. Very good. Okay, here is question number two. Because Ken was in a hurry, he blank and drove through all of the red lights. Because Ken was in a hurry, he blank, so a verb phrase, and drove through all of the red lights. Which one of these idioms is it?
Okay.
What do you think?
A breeze?
A breeze? That means it's really easy, but maybe he was not being careful.
Okay.
And so he drove through all of the red lights. He just didn't really care about being careful. What do you think the correct answer is?
Through caution to the wind.
That's exactly right. He threw caution to the wind, okay? And he drove through all the red lights. Very good. One more sentence for you guys.
Right.
Nita has the best grades in our English class. To her, the English test was
all right.
Blank.
I got this.
Yes,
a breeze.
Yes, it was a breeze, and I'm sure that was a breeze for you to answer. Thank you so much, Ariel and Eric, for playing with us today. You guys should shake hands. We do have a winner, and it is Ariel. Go ahead, shake hands. Good playing. Good playing, both of you guys. And that's all we have for today's SC Challenge.
All right.
Today, we meet Ava and Sarah, who have a storm brewing between them. And we're going to find out whether they could weather the storm or not. Ava, whose face looks like thunder, is fuming. Some days, because of their stormy relationship, she felt that Sarah was just a fair weather friend, and today was one of them. Yesterday, Ava found a jacket at the store, Forever 18, and she desperately wanted it, and she told Sarah about it. But when a sales clerk had told Ava in confidence, of course, that the jacket would go on sale today, she was on cloud nine, and she told Sarah. Ava planned to buy it today, and Sarah had assured her she wouldn't tell anyone or let anyone get wind of what Sarah was planning to do. So Ava went today, and the jacket was gone. And there was only one in her size. Her whole day was under a cloud, and she felt crushed.
Well, the jacket is missing from Forever 18. Who took it?
Well, you're going to have to come back tomorrow to find out.
Yes.
Right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.